Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. What's up, everybody? Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me here on the Shred Show. I'm excited because I'm going to be talking about something with I talk about personal branding a lot. I talk about, you know, finding your why, Simon Sinek's why. Everybody knows I love Simon Sinek. There's so many people I love. I'm going to be talking more about this, about Stealing Like an Artist by Austin Kleon, the book, which is really funny because even more than that is the documentation of you, the documentation of building your brand, the documentation of your business is so much more important than creating content. And it's funny because the video I'm going to share with you here in just a second, Gary Vaynerchuk actually talks about like document, don't create. I've literally said it forever. That's what we try to do. We try to document what we're doing here at Shred, some of the things that we're doing. I could do a better job at it. Everybody could. But when it comes to content creation, when it comes to your niche in particular, your niche, I say niche. I don't know why. I hear other people say it who are way smarter than me, and they say niche. So niche, doesn't matter where you come from. It is the same thing. But here's the thing. And even I think I've got this wrong before in particular, because I've talked about it and you may or may not have heard me share this story, but as I was growing my mortgage business, my personal mortgage business, I love the outdoors. So I thought my niche was the outdoor community. I had an outdoor company for a while. So I thought my niche were those people. And I was just like, well, I need to focus on the people who are hunting, fishing, biking, boating, doing all these things. And I had to go just super laser focused just on those people. Within mortgage, within real estate, sometimes people ask me all the time, they're like, Josh, well, I want to, especially in mortgage, they're like, well, I want to niche in, and this came up yesterday in our conversation about VA, is I want to niche just in VA. I want to just work with veterans. Okay, it's more than just that. It's more than just saying, I want to work with one specific audience. I want to focus or work with one specific demographic. It's good. It's because people are saying, well, you need to have a targeted, because if you're so wide, you know, if you take the shotgun approach, you're never going to hit your exact target. It's really funny because in this video, I've seen this before. This is an older video. I've talked about this. And like I said, in the beginning, I was even doing it wrong. I was trying to just get so granular with my audience, with many of you. It was just trying to get originators. It was trying to focus on real estate agents. But now I found that everybody needs to build a brand. More than ever, your brand, you, your personal brand, who you are, is truly your niche. Your niche is you. Plain and simple. End of story. That's what it is. And your niche, building that around you, it should be super simple. You don't have to overthink it. Now it's just sharing the things that you really enjoy doing. So I'm going to share this quick clip. Like I said, it's extremely like, and all you guys know, I'm so bullish on Gary V. I think he's absolutely awesome. I follow a lot of stuff he does. Love him or hate him. You know, some people don't like him because he is a little arrogant. He is like, he comes off a little that way. But hey, when you've built a brand, when I'm trying to accomplish something similar to what he has, what he's done with VaynerMedia, VaynerSports, everything, his brand, Gary V in particular, he has done such a phenomenal job with. And I think we can all learn. There's so many lessons that you can learn from him. Like I said, love him or hate him. I was sitting down with one of my good friends this week at lunch, and he's like, I hate Gary V. He's like, you talk about Gary V all the time. He's like, I hate Gary V. I think he's pompous. I think he's an ass. He kind of is. Like, he does have this certain arrogance, this confidence, if you will. And like I said, love him or hate him, there's a lot of lessons you can learn from him. And that's the true story with most people. So I'm going to share this clip real quick. This is really cool. This is Gary. He literally, this high school student is in the car with him, and they're just kind of chatting, shooting the breeze. And Gary says this, because this kid is asking him how he should go about building his brand, what he should be doing. And Gary shares this advice with him that, and again, talking about niche, talking about his brand, that I think is just absolutely perfect. So I'm going to watch this quick little clip. You guys can listen in, and then we'll kind of break it down.
Do so much shit. Like, obviously I played football.
I don't think you need to find a niche. I think your niche is that you are that human being.
Yeah.
Football, After Effects, small town kid.
Yeah.
I'm sure 17 other things you haven't told me yet.
Yeah.
Your niche is you, the human.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, I need a niche, which actually means I need to stay narrow in something and just talk about football.
Yes.
That's the reverse. You need to be as broad as possible, but fully you, which becomes your niche. That's me.
Yeah.
I talk about, you know, the Jets. I talk about sports cards. Yeah. I talk about wine.
Yeah.
I talk about business, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm not a niche. I'm broad as fuck.
Yeah.
My niche is that I'm Gary.
Yeah.
You get that? His niche is that he's Gary. I am Josh. You are you. That is your niche. So many, and again, I've even done it wrong in the past where I think I need to talk about whether it's football, whether it's outdoors. Like I said, when I was building my brand, as I was building my business with it as an originator, I thought it was all outdoors all the time. I had to focus on those people who are, you know, fishing, archery, all those things, but it's not. It's the things that I love to do. Many of you know that I've started sharing more stuff about gaming, about the crypto community, about NFTs that I'm really excited about. Those are the things that really excite me. That is your niche. It's those people. So, but people are like, well, Josh, it just seems counterintuitive that I need to go like talk about broad. Like I thought I needed to go super like granular with one or two audiences. And listening to this, it actually, as I've seen our brand and the Shred Media brand grow, it's been more as we've expanded into other audiences. And you're like, well, of course, the audience is bigger. There's more people. No, it's just I'm sharing the things that I truly enjoy. And people can see that. People absolutely, that it reflects in what I talk about, how I talk about it. That's what really your niche, that's what your brand is. It's the things that I enjoy. People know when I start talking about building a brand, when I start talking about gaming, esports, crypto, NFTs, these things that I get really excited about, you can see it. Just look in the inflection of my voice, my body language, the outdoors. You're going to see some videos of me and the kids climbing. These are the things that I enjoy to do. And again, you're going to start reaching those people that have similar behaviors. They have similar enjoyment. They have similar hobbies. You're going to start pulling from all those people. And it's funny because you actually go back and watch this, and I don't know if I can pull it. If I can hit it, it would be super cool if I could. Let me see if I can hit it real quick.
It's crazy, bro. Good news. You're about to be in a video that a lot of fucking... Your niche is you, the human. Everyone's holding back their full self. And then they're like, okay, I'm only showing people three parts of me, and I got to pick one. So they go this narrow instead of being them. And that actually is the macro niche.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, because like everyone on YouTube, like watching how to grow and shit, it's all about like stuff, but in reality,
that's
like,
transactional. Yeah. That's how you get subscribers and views. But
he says it right here. Where is, I think it's right here.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? You understand?
100%.
Dude, yeah. Like you think I ever thought I was going to show my garage sale content? A lot of other people.
I don't know where it is, so I'm going to kick it off right there. But he goes on, he talks about documenting and not creating. And that's, again, I've talked about this so many times, is during this process of building your brand, you don't have to go and create content around mortgage. You don't have to create content around real estate, insurance, sales, whatever it is. You just create, you document around you and what you're doing. And you can include whatever you want. Some people say they don't want to include their family. Some people don't want to include certain things. Gary talks about him including garage selling. I mean, this guy, multi-million dollar, $100 million brand, and he's out garage selling. And he actually talks about, he's like, do you think I give a crap what people think? No, he totally doesn't. Like, he's just like, I'm doing me. These are the things I enjoy doing. Whether it's garage selling, whatever it is, sharing those things, your audience, your true friends, the people who truly believe in you, that they want to connect with you, they want to stay connected long term, they want to build a relationship, they'll totally appreciate you. And that's why more and more, as we talk about a niche, it's not about going into one like FHA loans or VA loans or first time home buyers or luxury real estate or whatever it is, it's you. So start looking at your niche. Start looking at the niche. I guarantee people are going to give you the number one thing takeaway from this video. People are going to be like, oh, it's niche. It's niche. But no, focus on you. You, yourself, that's what you should be creating content around. Don't worry about these other things, especially when you're first starting out, because you will overthink it. You'll be like, well, if I really want to connect with these people and with this audience and this demographic, I have to put out this content. No, that's why it's so cool to think about you as your own niche. Like, start creating around that. Start putting out the content of you getting into the office, starting a day, going and doing something, sharing what you're out and about doing. Like I said, some climbing videos are about to get posted with me and my kids. I love to climb. I love to be outdoors. So we're doing some fit stuff on Fridays. I love to stay healthy. I love to stay fit. Let's go. Stay in fit. See, we're getting there. We're getting there. If you guys missed my handstand video, you guys wait. Handstand. I didn't even know I could do a 30-second handstand. I could do it. But it's my niche. It's me. It's the things that I enjoy doing. Things that are a little bit silly. They're a little bit out there. So That's it with my show today, guys. Finding your niche is not as complicated as you think it is. Stop overthinking it. Just be you. Start creating that content around the things that you enjoy. I promise you, yes, it's going to take time. That's the number one mistake everybody makes. It's like, well, Josh, it takes forever. It's hard to build a brand around your niche. Yes, of course it is. If it wasn't difficult, everybody would be doing it. Everybody would. And here's the fact of the matter is 95%, I would say 97% of you listening to this today won't do it. Like, because it is hard, but the 3%, the 5% that actually do, you're the ones who will win long-term. In 5, 6, 7 years, as mortgages, real estate becomes more and more difficult, it becomes more and more competitive. You think it's competitive now, just wait. We talk about technology. We talk about some of these things that are starting to dominate and take over the industry. It's going to become even more competitive. And it's the people right now who are willing to find their niche and go deep with it that they will win in the macro. Micro, right now, we all think so micro. We think in the here and now. We want to win short term, but we lose long term. You have to be thinking macro. You have to be thinking long term. This goes for businesses as well. This isn't just for personal brand. This isn't just for small teams. This is for big, large companies. They need to be talking more on a macro scale. They need to be thinking more on a macro scale and creating content around that as well. Stop just thinking about originators. Start thinking about the macro brand of what you're doing. So that's it for today, guys. As you can see, I get super pumped. Hey, super passionate about it. I do it because I want you to really get it. I could talk about this day in and day out. I want to see you guys succeed. I want to see you start taking these things and implementing them and seeing the successes as they roll forward. So please share your successes below, guys. If you join me live, comment hashtag shred. We saw a few shreds in here. And if you're joining me on the replay, comment hashtag hustle. That means you're out there. You're getting it done. That you're coming back here every single day. And guys, please do me a huge favor. If you enjoy the content, if we're bringing you value, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, and heck, share it out. I don't charge anything. Nothing doesn't cost you anything to watch our content. We just are here every single day providing you value, trying to help you and your business grow. With that, guys, I appreciate you being here. I love you. I hope you guys have an incredible week. And now it's time for all of you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you.